service is a privilege, not a right. You have a right to food and water according to your Prarabdha Karma, but service is a privilege. Gift of God. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada. Sri Sad Goswami Ashtakam. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamritambo Nidhi. The six Goswamis, we worship them. Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das, Sri Jeev, Gopal Bhatta. What were they doing? What are they teaching us? They're teaching us a path of sadhana bhajan. As ideal sadhakas, in their sadhaka roop, they're teaching us what to do. This first verse is teaching us what to do as sadhakas. Krishna Kirtan, Gana Nartan, Paro. We should always be engaged in Krishna Kirtan and Gan. Gan means ashtakams, singing songs and ashtakams. And Nartan, dancing in ecstasy. Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol, dancing just like peacocks. Homeward bound we go. Hari Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol, chanting Krishna's holy names. Homeward bound we go. This is what they were doing. They're always engaged in singing Krishna's names, about his beauty, qualities, and pastimes, and dancing in the mood of the sweetness of his leelas. That means when we're dancing in kirtan, we should remember the leelas of Lord, leelas of Gauranga, leelas of Krishna. If we're in some place, if we're in a place of leela, then we remember the leelas of that place when we're dancing. If we're in a city, then we can think of a particular leela of Gauranga or a particular time of the day. But whenever we're dancing and chanting, there must be smaran, shravanam kirtanam smaranam. And so we're dancing to the tune of a different drum. It's not just music, it's not just moving feet, it's moving minds and hearts. Moving minds and hearts in accordance with the flow of Gaura and Krishna's leelas. This is dancing in the mood of the sweetness of Krishna's leelas. The Goswamis were the embodiment of the ocean of nectar of divine love. Prem Amrito Nidhi. Amrit, nectarine love. Ambu, ocean. Nidhi, the treasure ocean. Ambu Nidhi. Ambu Nidhi means the treasure ocean. Or the ocean is full of treasures. And the ocean of bhakti is full of full of nectar. The demigods and demons churn the Samudra Mantan. They churned the ocean of milk, and out came so many treasures. But first came many undesirable things. First came poison. So in the churning of the ocean of Sankirtan, so many poisonous things come out of our heart. Greed, anger, lust, envy. And then the prem can flow, the prem amrit, the sweet nectar of love can flow in the ocean of our hearts. That's the real treasure of the heart. The ocean has fish also. You can go to the ocean and collect fish, which are rather stinky. Stinky and not much use or value. Very temporary, limited use fish. But in that same ocean, if you go deep into that ocean, then you can find the real nitty, rubies and diamonds and pearls and all kinds of real treasures deep in the ocean. Same ocean. So the ocean of our hearts, superficially, there's so much poison there. But as we chant more and go deeper, then the nectar starts to flow. Mohini delivers the nectar. Right? Prem Amrita Nidhi. So this is what they were, that embodiment. Prem Amrita Samudra Sarup. They are Dira Dira Janapriya. To the foolish and the wise, they were dear to them. They were worshipped by them. They were accepted and respected by the learned and the ignorant persons alike. And their activities endear them to all because they hold no envy towards anyone. They were nirmatsaro, pujito, priyakaro. Because this world is made of envious people. Everyone is envious. So, and because everyone's envious of each other, everyone's an enemy to each other. Envy is a source of envy is a source of enmity. Very interesting. If you look at the word envy, enmity, E-N-M-I-T-Y. Enmity means hatred. So envy is a source of that. So they were free, nirmatsa. Nirmatsarya. Matsarya means envy. The Goswamis showed that this is bhakti. Bhakti is a path of love, respecting all, loving all, serving all. You can't serve someone you don't love. You can't serve someone you don't respect. You can forcibly be forced to, but voluntarily you can't serve someone you don't respect or love. You can be paid to serve someone or forced to serve someone, but not voluntarily or willfully. So this is the Goswami's Pujito. The Nirmats, if someone is free from envy, they become worshipable. It's an amazing thing. What is the guru? What are the Vaishnavas? They're free from envy. The Bhagavatam is, what is the qualification? Enter the Bhagavatam and really enter the Bhagavatam as a rasika bhavuvaka. A rasika bhavuvaka. A relisher of the rasa and taste of the Bhagavatam and relisher of the bhavas. Dharma prochita kaitavocha paramo nirmatsaranam satam. The Bhagavatam kicks out anything other than prema. If you want name and fame or kamani kanak pratishtha, or any karmic fruits, or any yogic fruits, it's not available in Bhagavatam. It's available in other Puran. Other Puranas and Upanishads, you can get these things. In other Vedas, Yajurveda, Shukla Yajurveda, or Krishna Yajurveda, you can get these fruits of Anima Siddhi and Lagima Siddhi. But these are all mal. It's all mal, but Bhagavatam is nirmal. Nirmal Puranam. It is completely spotless Puranam, nirmal Puran. And Vyasadeva is saying, this Bhagavatam is meant, it kicks out all cheating religions, all Kaitava Dharma, cheating. Karma is cheating, Jnana is cheating, all these cities are cheating, all these yogic cities are cheating, they keep people disturbed and agitated. No one is ever peaceful by attaining these things. The soul is forever disturbed and agitated. Mukti mukti siddhikama sakalaya shanta, Krishna bhakta naishkama ateva shanta. The Krishna Bhakta is certainly peaceful. Ateva, certainly, he's very shanti because he has no desire, nishkam. Simply loving Krishna. Nirmatsaranam pujito. Pujito. They were worshipable. The six Goswamis are worshipable because of one thing. They had no envy. It's such a rare thing. It's so rare. Because everyone's born in this world with envy. Gita's telling. Ichchatvesha smutena dvandva mohena bharata. Two illusions cover everyone. The illusion of desire and the illusion of hatred. So the illusion of desire is replaced with the truth of service. And the illusion of hatred is replaced with the truth of bhakti. Devotional service. Bhakti. Right? So this is the six Goswamis. They are teaching this. They are teaching the path of non-enviousness, serving Krishna by Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro, chanting, singing. Mahaprabhu fully blessed them with his mercy. Sri Chaitanya Kripa Baro, heavy, Baro means heavily, heavy laden mercy. Vibhavo, this is all in there, Bharavahan Tarako. And they were able to spread the sweet nectar of bhakti, thereby diminishing the burden of sinful life on the earth. Second verse, Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipano. Vicharanaika, this ek vichara. They, the six Goswamis, they searched all the Vedic literature, all the Puranas and Upanishads, Mahabharata, Itihas, and Shruti Smritis, everything they searched, Nana Shastra Vichara. And they were everywhere they were looking for, in one consideration, Vichara Eka, they were looking, they had one thing on their mind. Where is Shuddha Bhakti? Where is Shuddha Bhakti in the Puran? Where is Shuddha Bhakti in the Upanishads? Where is Shuddha Bhakti in the Mahapuran and Mahabharata? Nipun, they were expert in this because they were pure devotees, Shuddha Bhaktis. So it takes one to know one, it takes one to see one, and it takes one to find one. So you can, if you're a pure devotee, you can find pure bhakti. And the pure devotees, they can see. And doing this, once they had collected all these gems of knowledge and all these gems of wisdom and bhakti siddhanta from all the shastras, then they were able to establish the prema dharma of Gauranga Mahaprabhu solidly on shastric basis. Sad dharma samstapako. This is the eternal dharma. It's called the jiva dharma. The eternal dharma, the jiva samstapako. They established it. They founded it. the Goswamis, because the Sad Dharma is the eternal Dharma, and the eternal Dharma is the concluding Dharma, the final aspiration of the jiva, the final occupation of the jiva is love, Bhagavan Prem, jiva Bhagavan jiva Prem Sambandha. So they establish this in the world. And this is the real benefit for everyone. Lokanam hitakarano. By establishing Prem Dharma as the highest aspiration of the jiva, the jiva dharma, through solid shastra evidence, they did the greatest welfare and hita benefit for all the living entities and all the planets. Lokanam hitakarano. Tri bhuvane. That's what it says. Tri bhuvan. All the planets. Because anyone can come from other planets and take advantage of this knowledge. Demigods are falling from higher planets, bhur bhuva swa, and they're coming to Earth's planet, and they're reading Nectar Devotion. They're reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Upadeshamrita, and they're getting the benefit. So lokanam hitakarano, that's why he says tribhuvan. Loka means all the lokas. Bhur bhuva swa. It's not that people are forever fixed in the higher planets. They go from here and there, and they end up in Earth when the punya runs out. And when they get here, what will they? Well, they're landing right now. Whenever it rains and the sun is shining, it's called sun shower. And the rain is falling, gentle, halka barash, gentle rain. Then demigods are falling to the earth and taking birth as grass. They come down, the jivas take birth as grass, the cow eats the grass, right? And then that grass goes to milk, then the Brahman needs the milk, and then that jiva enters the Brahman, takes birth as a Brahman. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashti Vijayate. When the yoga is broken, you're born in an aristocratic family, or Shushi, Brahmins. So they're already kings, they're already aristocrats in the heavenly planets. So when they're falling, they're praying to take birth in the high class Brahman family. And they're Vaishnavas, most of the demigods. So generally they take birth in Brahman families. That's why you see many Brahmins in India that are so exalted. They're very handsome, very beautiful, handsome, intelligent, everything. Because they're demigods. So then they'll find out. They'll get the Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane. They'll get the benefit of the six Goswamis' hard vichara of all the shastras. Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane. Manyo Sharanya Karo. Manyo. We should take shelter of them and respect them. They were expert in extracting the essence of all the real scriptures with the aim of establishing the jiva in his eternal position of performing pure devotion, Shuddha Bhakti Rupa Paramadharma. Their activities bring auspiciousness and supreme benefit to all, Lokanam Hitakarano. Thus they are worthy of worship. Manya means respect. We should respect them, offer them man. Manidena, manidena, right? Amanida, amanidena. We should take shelter of them, respect them, and take shelter of them. They are worthy of worship throughout the three worlds. Tribhuvane, they can be worshipped. I gave a slightly different explanation. They are especially affectionate to those who take shelter of them. And they are so much absorbed in their service to Radha Govinda that they become mad like bees intoxicated by the honey of Radha Govinda's lotus feet. Ali means bee. Ali means gopi. And mata means mada, means intoxicated, drunk, mad, crazy, mataliko, maddened bees, Radha Krishna Padaravinda, Bhajanandena. They were absorbed in bhajan, they were worshipping the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Lotus emanates honey nectar, and bees go for the nectar. When they drink too much nectar, they get trapped in the flower, and they can't even fly out. Then the sun sets and the flower closes and they're locked and trapped inside the lotus. So that honey and nectar oozing from the feet of Radha Govinda is like the sweetest, most aromatic and attractive nectar for the hearts of the Vaishnavas. So the devotees, they go there. They land on the lotus feet of Radha Govinda by doing bhajan. By doing bhajan, where do you end up? By doing nam bhajan, you end up at the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. And those feet are opened. They give shelter. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So they can take shelter of those lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Radha, it says, Radha Govinda Padaravinda Bhajanandena Mataliko. So those feet are open, and devotees do bhajan. And by doing bhajan, you land like a bee. You land on the lotus of the feet of Radha Govinda. And with the bee-like, your bee-like hearts, we drink the nectar from their lotus feet. But then what happens? Their feet close. Like the lotus flower closes. Their feet close, and the devotee gets trapped inside the feet of Radha Govinda. That is the place to be, forever and eternally. Inside, like a bee, inside their feet. So the bee of the mind, mana mana samadha karam arpaya nija pada pankaja makarande. Mana mana samadha karam arpaya nija pada pankaja makarande. Krishna deva bhavantam vande. Krishna deva bhavantam vande. So this bhajan is there. It's actually from Stavamala by Rupa Goswami. He's writing the same thing. He's saying, I'm Rupa Goswami, and Srinivas is writing about me. Srinivas Acharya is writing Goswami Ashtakam about Radha Krishna Balaravinda Bhajanandena Mataliko. And I'm telling, yes, he's writing about me. That's my biography, but now I'm writing my autobiography. Manamanasa Manakaram. He said, my bee-like mind, where is it? It's already drinking the makarande, the nectar from the feet of Radha Govinda, and I'm trapped there because of those feet have closed around me, and I can't escape. And I don't want to escape. I simply want to go on from this position locked in the lotus feet of Radha Govinda, glorifying Krishna Dev. My Krishna Dev, my Govinda Dev, my Gopala Dev, my Giridhari. Krishna deva bhavantam vande, 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 I worship. They are worthy of worship. They are especially affectionate to those who take shelter of them. They are so much absorbed in their service to Radha Govinda and become like maddened bees drinking the nectar there. So now we can sing the third verse. Shri Gauranga Guna Nivarnana Vido. They were absorbed in the qualities of Lord Gauranga, the beautiful Lord Gauranga, and the different glorifying with different sounds. Shraddha Samriddhi Anvito. This is their wealth. They have so much deep faith and love for Lord Gauranga. They're always glorifying Mahaprabhu's and Govinda's qualities and songs which create soothing rain shower for the conditioned souls burning up in miseries and sinful activities. Papo tap nikrintano tanubritam govindagan. Govindagan, nectarine songs about Govinda. Papo tap, burning in, from our own sins. Sri Gauranga Guna, absorbed. So they, six Goswamis, have left us so many astakams and stotrams and prayers to relieve us from this burning condition. This is the cooling rain shower for us. Therefore, we have to take advantage of their prayers and teachings. The purified jivas can enter the ever-increasing ocean of divine bliss, Anandam Udivardhanam. I can nipuno Kaivalya Nistarako. Kaivalya. They rescue the jivas from impersonal liberation by pouring upon them the nectar of bhakti ras. Nistariko. They free us, they liberate us. They're very expert at drowning us in ocean of bliss. Ever increasing ocean of bliss, bhakti ras. This is teaching here is that we want happiness. The jivas are looking for happiness. Goswamis know that. So they've shown the way to happiness. That the happiness is found in glorifying Gaura Govinda, the qualities of Mahaprabhu and Govinda. And they left so many beautiful songs for us to sing in glorification of Gaura Govinda. And if we sing these songs, then we'll become blissful. purified, will become purified and blissful. Purity is happiness. When one is in a pure state of health, then he feels happy. If the mind is pure, if one feels happy. Impure mind is a cause of distress, cause of anxiety, agitation, disturbance, impurity. Dirty things have to be cleansed, cheto darvata marjanam. So this is a glorification here, that when one experiences the bliss of bhakti, then he can be saved. They rescue the jivas, nishtar. They liberate the jivas from kaivalya conception, merging. It's all one. They give them a higher taste, ever-increasing taste, vardhanaika, govardhan, anandambri vardhanaika, this ocean, ever-increasing ocean of joy that's found in prema, bhakti, seva, Krishna. And one's experiencing such endless joy and ever-increasing joy, then what attraction will you have for dry merging in Brahman, Kaivalya, Sayujya Mukti? Ah, he'll spit on it. Spit on the thought. Chant and dance and take Mahaprasad. Harivo. Nitaigor. So we can sing the next song, number 4. Verse 4. Tyaktwa turnamashesha mandalabati shainim sada tuchavat. Tyaktwa turnamashesha. Shesha mandalapati shrinim. They abandoned as insignificant their position in the aristocracy and took up the garb of renunciation. So tyaktvaturnam shesha, the mandalapati, the circle of friends, the circle of influence, that platform, that mandala of lords and wealth, position, recognition, government. There were big leaders in government, many Rupin Sanatan. Mandala Pati Shrenim Ashesha Turnam, they just tyaktva, rejected it all. Sada Tuchavat. Tuchavat means insignificant. Tuchavat. They considered that it was just totally insignificant. Bhutva Dina Ganesha Ko Karunaya Ko Pina Kanta Shito. Ashrito, they covered themselves. They took shelter of Kopin and Kanta. Kopin means Dora Kopin. This sadhu's undergarments. It's two small strips of cloth ripped from an old dhoti. One around the waist and one around the private part. Kanta means an old blanket. Some old quilt or scraps sewn together. That's all they had. Kopin in the summer, and then cover themselves with kanta. Kopin kanta. Simple living, high thinking. No fancy designer clothes. Arrow shirts, or Gant shirts, and whatever imported items. Fancy name. Big prestige. They didn't care. Karuna, this is their karuna, their compassion. The bhutva, they were out of their extreme mercy for the conditioned souls. They wore old tattered cloth to demonstrate a sadhaka how to live. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das, balo nakaibo, he says, balo nakaibo, one should not eat very good food, and one should not dress in very opulent, fancy clothes. It's just not required for the Vaishnav. Simple clothing, simple living, high thinking. And they demonstrate how a sadhaka should live. Some sadhakas say so much, although they claim to be Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're so preoccupied with decorating their dead body, fancy clothes, and exorbitant expenditures for all kinds of useless clothing and varieties of ornaments and coverings for the material body because of their passion for fashion. They spend so much money uselessly. money that should be spent for the service of Krishna, publishing books, distributing, buying food, or subsidizing books so people can distribute cheaper books. Those that are distributing, you can subsidize books for them. Distribution of transcendental knowledge is the greatest form of charity, which yields the greatest result for anyone. But people rather spend 1,000 rupees on a shirt. It's ridiculous, waste of money. So they're demonstrating it, live in a very simple way. And how are they able to do all this? How are they able to throw away their 1,000 rupee shirts? Gopi Bhav. Rasa Amrit Abdi Lahari. It's not only was an Amrit Abdi, not only they were experiencing ocean, but it wasn't an ocean without waves. It was Lahari. Jamuna Ki Lahari Bole Radhe Radhe, whatever that song is, right? So this ocean was full of waves. And Magno, they were getting submerged in these waves and tossed here and there. Kobi Bhava Rasamrita Abdi Lahari. So they didn't worry about covering themselves with 1,000 rupee shirts because they were covered with waves of nectar. They didn't need red and blue and green and purple and polka dot and all these different kind of clothes. Because they were full of rag. They were colored by different bhavas and rag coming from this Gopi Bhava Rasam Ritabdi Lahari. These waves, these different colors, the color of Shringaras and the color of Man, and all these different colors, Shamras and Shringaras, the Taptakansha and the color of Radharani Shringaras, and the deep dark blue color of Krishna's Shamras. All these different colors were flooding and washing over their minds and hearts. And they felt, I'm really full of colors. I'm absorbing myself in the Tapta Kanchana, the beautiful golden effulgence of Radharani Sringar Prem, or the deep ecstatic love and dark blue love of Krishna. All these rasas have different colors as described in the Nectar of Devotion. The 5 Mukhya rasas and 7 secondary rasas. There's 12 rasas and there's 12 colors mentioned there. So they were colored with the rasa, rasa rung. Rung means color, rasa means the rasas. Madhurya Ras. So that's also another meaning. Kavi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kalo Lamagno Mahur. They wore an old tattered cloth, covered their bodies, any old thing. But they were always submerged, and they were submerged, magno. Magno means submerged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love, Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi. For Krishna, that gopis bhav, that love for Krishna. And as a result, the Goswamis were repeatedly experiencing the towering waves of bliss rising in their hearts. Mahari Kalola, the waves of rising waves in that ocean of nectar, ras. So we can sing the 5th shloka. Kujat kokila hamsa saras. All these beautiful birds. All these beautiful birds that we still find in Vrindavan. The saras. The saras is the crane. The long. I see them here in Radhakund. Very long legs. 3 feet long legs. You say stork brings the babies. It's called saras. And hamsa is swan. Maybe swans we don't see. Saras we see. They regularly stop here. Because very nearby here is the Bharatpur Bird Sanctuary, which is supposedly quite famous. We've never seen it, but they stop when they migrate from the north. They go south. These saras, they stay here. And you see in the lake, in Litakund, they're there. Kokil, of course, is cuckoo. Kujat is some other kind of thing. So the Kujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasa Gan, this Gan, Kirne Mayura Kule, and all these peacocks, families, big groups of peacocks, and Gan, all these swans, and the land of Vrindavan. What were they doing? They were living in this land, they were worshipping this land of Vrindavan. Nana Ratan Nibada Mula Vitapashi Yukta Vrindavani. They were engaged in worshipping Radha and Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, which is full of so many swans, cuckoos, parrots, peacocks, and other birds, and always calling out their sweet songs. Gan, Kujat, Kukila, Hamsa, Saras, Nana Ratan Nibada Mula Vitapashi Yukta Vrindavani. The Goswamis, day and night they were doing bhajan in Vrindavan and bestowing upon all jivas the highest benediction of life in the form of bhakti. Nana Ratan Nibhada Mula Vitapa. And these trees of Vrindavan, there were various jewels at the roots of these trees. And the Goswamis are sleeping under different trees, especially Sanatana Goswamis wandering here and there. They're sleeping under different trees and different lila stalis in different places in Vrindavan. And this Sri Yukta Vrindavani, they would sleep under these trees and pray for revelation. Where are the lila stalis of Radha and Krishna? Where did they enact their pastimes? And then these jewels means Chintamani. Chintamani jewels, Nana Ratna. These are special kind of ratna. Ratna means money. We say money. Money means ratna, jewel, gem, money. These are chintamani, thought gems. These whatever's in your mind, whatever desires in your mind, these gems, these nanaratna, these nanaratna nibada mulavitapa, these gems at the base of the trees, they will fulfill the desires. So they had a desire to uncover the lila stalis because this service was given to Rupa and Sanatan by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lila stan stapani. That they were to reveal and establish the places of Radha and Krishna's lilas in Vrindavan. Lila stan stapani. How to do it? Praying. They simply prayed, wandered and prayed. Nana Ratna Nibhana Mula Vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane. So they wandered in Vrindavan and they were connected. They found out. And day and night, Ahar Nisham Prabhajato. I mean, Prabhajan, Prakrishna Raina Bhajan. Their bhajan was very strong. Prabhajato. Their worship. Bhaj means to worship. Their bhajan, bhaj means their worship, means their bhajan. Prakrishna Raina. Day and night they were doing very powerful worship of Radha and Krishna. Why were they doing this? For the artha, for the benefit of the jivas, to bring them happiness. Mudha, to make the mudha means happiness, I think so, mudha. To bring happiness, this is because that's what jivas want. Every jiva, what is it? Dharma, art, kam, moksh. What is the whole purpose of dharma? And calm, sense gratification, religion, we practice religion for happiness. We try to fulfill our sense gratification, calm, for happiness. We acquire money for happiness. Economic development is for happiness. And when we fail in our attempts for material happiness, we try for spiritual happiness. That's moksha. Dharma art, calm, moksha. Jiva art. Dharma art. Jiva art, the valuable objective, the valuable attainment, the asset. What is that desirable asset for the jiva? Ananda maya byasat. Ananda maya byasat. The jiva is pleasure seeking by nature. This is his nature. But this material world is niranand. Achit niranand asat, temporary, full of ignorance and no bliss. No bliss. They were worried. Goswamis were worried. They were caring about others. They were doing their duty of revealing their lila stalis. They were engaged in day and night. They were so much heavy bhajan they were doing. Radha Krishna Ahar Nisham Ahar Nisham Prabhajato Jivartado. They were doing this for them. What were they doing it for? For themselves? They were doing this bhajan for themselves. They don't need to do any bhajan. They don't need to do any sadhana. They're nitya parishas. They're kaya vyuha of Radharani. The direct bodily expansions of Radharani. Rupa Mandri, Labhanga Mandri, Rupa Sanatana Goswami. They're not buddha jivas. They're not conditioned souls. They're not jiva tattva. They're Sarup Shakti, Radharani. They have to do bhajan. They have to purify their existence. They have to become attached to Krishna, develop Krishna prema. So they're doing all this worship to set the example, acharya, for us, for our benefit, jivart, the benefit of us, we, jivas, to make us what? Happy, because that's the goal. And we're not happy. Everything we're doing is not making us happy. So they've come, they say, listen, we're doing all this bhajan, and we're revealing all these lila stalis for whom? We live in the spiritual world. We're leaving. We're out of here, boy. Goodbye. When we leave here in 20 years, then we'll be back in the spiritual world. And Radhakund and Govardhan and Nidiban and Aprakat Lila. But you poor souls, you poor jivas down here in conditional life, we've revealed all these places for you. We've done all this praying and wandering for you. And all this prabhajato. Day and night we're worshipping Radha and Krishna for your benefit, to bring happiness to you. This is the mercy of the six Goswamis. Doing their bhajan, day and night the Goswamis are doing bhajan and Vrindavan and bestowing a jiva's the highest benediction of life in the form of bhakti. It's because of the six Goswamis that we are able to do any bhakti. The whole science of bhakti comes from the six Goswamis. If you meet any saint in Vrindavan preaching about bhakti, if he's a devotional saint or a Vaishnava preacher, whether he's Deen Baraki or whoever he is, if you stay a few weeks with him, you're going to hear the name Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Krishna's Kaviraj. You're going to hear, because they have to read their books. They have to study their books if they want to know about bhakti. If they want to follow bhakti, he's Abhideya Acharya, Rupa Goswami, Sambandha Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, Priyojana Acharya, Raghunath Das. They can't escape. Even they may be Neem Barakis and not really part of the Gaudiya Vaishnava fold or Sampradaya. That's everything. Rupa Goswami says, Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami, Ujjalini Lamani. This is Jivartado, Yomuda. 500 years later, people are still preaching and becoming happy by studying Goswami's Granthas and making other people happy by enlivening them and illuminating them about the teachings of the Goswamis. So now we can sing number 6. Verse 6, Sankyapur Vakanam Agana Natibi Kalava Sannikrito. This is it. What is the meaning? What is the relationship of these prayers, said Goswami Ashtakam, to the aspiring sadhaka? This is it. This verse is the full description of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. Seva sadhaka rupena sirupena chatrihi. The practices of the sadhaka in his physical body and the practices of the sadhaka in his mental body is given all right here. Right? Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalava San Nikrito. Sankhya Purvaka Kalava San Nikrito. What do they do in their Kala? What do they do with their time? Krito, Kala, Kalavasani, Kalavas. Very nice. Kalavasani Krito. Kalavas means living in time. Kalavas. We all live in time. We die in time, we're born in time, we live in time, and we eat on time. But not today. Kalavasani, Kalavasani, you know, Vas, Prajavas, living in time. Kalavasani, Krito, they're doing it. They're doing all their actions, they're living in time. And what are they doing in their time? Nothing like us, right? No. They're counting their time. The time is counting them. Time is counting us, and our life is balanced and counted in time. Sankhya means counting. So how are they counting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're counting nam, they're counting prayer, stotrams, gan, stutis, how many stutis, how many stotrams, how many bhajans, how many prayers, how many malas, how many gayatris, how many obeisances? Natibi means obeisances. Natibi means dandavats. Sankhya Purvaka, beginning Purvaka. Sankhya, they started counting. How do they start counting? By start counting the name. How many names? How many names am I counting? Hey, let me take count. Do you have your counter beads? You ever heard of counter beads? Count your beads. Counter beads, count your beads. Mind your own beads. Mind your own beads, right? And keep your mind on the beads and your beads on your mind. How many beads have you done? And when you're doing the beads, keep your mind on the beads. You follow? Sankhya Purvaka Naam. It all begins with name. The counting game begins with the name. The more you count the name, the more you progress in bhakti. As simple as that. This is the simple formula, the simple number. What's your number? Oftentimes you meet saints, they say, how many number? I say like that because they don't know English very well. They know Sankhya. They say, how many number? What number? How many number? They mean how many rounds. We say rounds. In Hindi people and Bengali, they don't have the word rounds. So what number? How many number? Sankhya. What is your number? What number do you do? Solar, like this. Sankhya Purvaka Naam. It all begins with the name. Purvaka means beginning. Purva. Purva means east. Everything begins with the rising sun. Purva dig, east. Purva is the beginning. Purvaka. Begins with counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Life begins, you have a count, the countdown. 60 years, 50 years, 40 years, 10 years, 5 years, 10, 9, 8, 7, ha, 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 ha. Finished, dead, gone, goodbye, Haribo. Then again, ha, ha, then again you're born. You're born with ah and you die with ah. So this is the example for the sadhaka and sadhaka rup. We should follow the footsteps of Rupa Goswami as sadhakas and Raghunath Das and Sanatana Goswami. What did they do? They were sadhakas, they were teachers, they were acharyas. What example did they teach us as sadhakas? Because they lived in two worlds. They lived in the physical world as sadhakas to teach us, and they lived in the mental world as siddhas to show us the way and the path of bhajan as Raghunuga sadhakas, the path of smar and the internal development. So they said, this is what you do. First two lines, this is it, verse 6, this is the bhajan. It's all about bhajan. This is all Raghunuga Sadhana Bhajan. Counting the name, Purvaka Naam. How many numbers of names every day? Then Gan. Gan means, how many Ashtakams? You chanted Goswami Ashtakam today? You chanted Vrindavan Ashtakam? Yuman Ashtakam? Churanga Ashtakam? Radhakripa Kataksha? You chanted Govardhan Ashtakam? And Radhakund Ashtakam? And Radhika Ashtakam? Yes, no? No, yes. Maybe. So every day, this is a daily thing. This is Kalavas, Kalavas Nikrito. Time is daily, not once a year. Time is going every second. Time is moving. We're living in time and time is living in us. Time is taking away our time, the time factor. Kalosmi, I am time, I've come, I am all devouring time. I am time, I've come to devour all men. Kalosmi. Krishna says, I am the time. Krishna. So they're living in time means they're living in Krishna. Kalavasini says, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi Kalavasani Krito. Kalavas means they're living and they're doing things. Krito means they're acting in the resonance of time. They're living in time. And Krishna says, I am time. So Kalavas means living in time, means living with Krishna. So what did they do to live with Krishna? Kalavas Krito. Kala is Krishna. Krishna says, time I am. I have come to engage all men. So the Goswamis are living in time. They're living with Krishna. So how do they live with Krishna? And how does anyone live with Krishna? And do we want to live with Krishna? Kalavas means to live with Krishna. To live, because Krishna is time. So if we want to spend all of our time with Krishna, which means to live every moment with Krishna, then we have to spend every moment and count every moment, Sankhya, in the name. Always counting the name. Kirtaniya? Sadahari. This means always living with Krishna. Sankhya Purvaka Naam. And then when we're not chanting the Naam, then we're chanting Namastakam. Glorification. Rupa Goswami's Namastakam. Glorification of the name. Nikila Shruti Moli Ratnamala Duti Parajita Parapanka Janta Ayi Mukta Kulero Pasyamanam Paritastam Hari Namasam Shrayami. Everyone's memorized this verse, at least they're supposed to. This is the Goswami. So they taught. And because they were doing this, by the power, the bhakti shakti that's generated from Nam, counting the name and counting Gan. And then finally, what is Natibi? So this Nam and Gan, that's engaging their man and their body, mind, and words. Their words and their mind is being engaged in this way by chanting these prayers and chanting the Nam. What about Kayo? Kayo Mano Vakya. Vakya. Kayo Mano Vakya. Man is mind, Kayo is body, and Vakya is words. So words, Vakya, and mind are re-engaged in bhajan, Sankhya bhajan, Sankhya gan. Fixed number of rounds of japa every day, Hare Krishna Mahamantra japa, and a fixed number of prayers and stutis and stotrams, nastikams every day, daily, kala, every day. But then what about Kayo? What about body? How are they engaged in their body? How are they purifying their body? Kayo means body, man means mind, Vakya means words. How are they doing that? No. Natibi. Sankhya Natibi. Natibi means dandavats. Dandavat Prabhu. Not just saying dandavat Prabhu. Dandavats. Oh Prabhu, dandavats. Maharaj, dandavats. Oh Prabhu, dandavats. Not like that. They were not doing verbal dandavats. They were doing physical dandavats. Their bodies were lying on the ground in the Leela Stalis. Remembering Das Goswami, he's a Priyojanacharya. He's the Acharya of love. The ultimate necessity for the sadhaka is to develop Krishna Prema. Das Goswami is teaching this. So he's a teacher. He's the Acharya. He's a Goswami. He's being glorified here, exalted here. And what did he do every day? 3,000 dandavats. 3,000 every day. 1,000 to Krishna. And Radha and Krishna, their various Leela Stalis. Sri Radha Govinda Dev Nidiban Ki Dandavat. Sri Radha Govinda Seva Kunj Ki Dandavat. 1,000 and 2,000 times 2,000 obeisances of the Vaishnavas. Shivananda Sain Ki Jai. Paramananda Puri Ki Jai. Brahmananda Puri Ki Jai. All the Vaishnavas in Sri Kanda, all the Vaishnavas in Puri, all the Vaishnavas in Kalna, all the Vaishnavas in Navadvip, all the Vaishnavas in Mayapur, all the Vaishnavas in Nandagram, all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, all the Vaishnavas in Puri. They were busy. Raghunath Das Goswami had been to Navadvip, he'd been to Puri, he'd been to Jagannath Puri, he'd been to Vrindavan. So he knew so many Vaishnavas. Past and present. Narada Muni Ki Jai Dandavats. King Prithu Ki Jai, all Vaishnavas. Sometimes people say, hey, well, there weren't 2,000 Vaishnavas. There's so many, there's millions of Vaishnavas. He remembered them. He remembered their feet. He remembered their contribution. He remembered their teachings. He remembered their mercy. And he prayed intently, please bestow your mercy and your heartfelt blessings to me. I require them. And then he offered this nati, nati bi. And counting every day, not okay, Kartik once a day, Haribo and Nitaigur. Every day, Kalavasni Krito. And because they were so busy with all these things, there was no time to eat and sleep. Nidra hara vihara kari vijato, vijato, vishesh, vishesh jayato. Very exceptional, extraordinary, special victory they attained. Vijato, vijit, jit, jita means conquered. Vishesh jito, very special, extraordinary. Conquest of sleeping, haribo, ahara, eating, nidra hara vihara kari vijato chatyanta dino chayo. This is the life of the sadhaka. Conquering eating, conquering sleeping, eating once a day, haribo, no snicks or snacks. So many little soda here, a little soda there, a little bite here and a bite there. This is all maya. It's all sense gratification. Uncontrolled mind, uncontrolled tongue. Nidrahara vihara kadi vijito. We are losers. Two-time losers. We're not winners. We're losers. And the only way we become, we're not victorious, we're not conquerors, we're conquered by our tongue, we're conquered by our mind, senses. Nidra hara vihara kadi. Nidra ahara vihara. Vijito chatyanta dino chayo. They passed all their time, Kalavas, they were living all their time in chanting the holy names, singing songs, and offering dandavat pranams, thereby humbly fulfilling their vow to complete a fixed number daily. In this way, they utilized their valuable lives and conquered over eating and sleeping. Chatyanta dino, all their days, all their time was used day after day. They conquered eating and sleeping. So this is the engagement of the physical body, the sattika body. Now what about the subtle body? Subtle body is engaged in meditating on the holy name and offering prayers. But now the seva sattika rupena, siddha rupena chatri, the siddha deha, Radha Krishna gun smritir madhuri ma nandena samhavito. Internally they were lost. Internally they lost themselves. Completely became completely enchanted and captivated and bewildered in the bewilderment of their own prema relationship with Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna gunasmritir madhuri ma nandena samhavito. They were always remembering the qualities of Radha and Krishna and thinking of them, and became totally, completely lost. They were always seeing themselves as completely worthless. This is Dina. Oh, excuse me. Dina, Chatyanta Dino. Dina means fallen. Dina Bandhu, friend of the fallen. They're always seeing themselves as completely worthless. They became enchanted in divine rapture by remembering Radha Krishna's sweet pastimes. Madhuri ma anandena, anandena. Madhuri ma, madhuri, madhuri, ananda. Ananda, ananda samohita. They were blissfully mad, blissfully bewildered. Samo, everything. They were gone. They were out of here. They were not in this world. They were in a world of bliss, world of love, sweetness, madhuri, madhuri, madhuri Radha, madhuri Krishna, madhuri Vrindavan, Radha Krishna Guna Smritir, remembering the sweet memories, Smritir, Smriti Madhuri, sweet memories. These are the sweet memories to remember Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Guna Smritir, they were enchanted in divine rapture. The bliss, they were in the bliss, remembering Radha Krishna's sweet guna smriti madhuri, sweet memories, and remembering the sweet qualities of Radha Krishna. We can sing the next one number. Of course, you know, that teaching for us is we should try this also. There's a nice book that's recently been released, 64 qualities, 64 super excellent qualities of Sri Krishna. Is that right? So this book is describing very nicely about 64 qualities of Krishna and Radha. This is our practice. We have to practice remembering Krishna's qualities, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. And they are sweet. And our memory and mind will become full of sweetness. If you remember someone who's sweet, then you become sweet. Because you take on the qualities of your association. Your mind is associating with sour faces, then your mind becomes sour. If your mind is associating with sour faces and sour places, then lots of traces of sourness come in your faces. Give your mind to me. Krishna says, put your mind in me. Place your mind in me. Always think of me. And I have a lot to think about. I have Sahasranam. Thousands of names to think about. And I have so many forms, ananta rupam. I have unlimited forms to think about. And ananta gunam, I have unlimited qualities to think about. And lila, ananta lila, I have unlimited lilas to think about. So manmana, always think of me. This is being told here. And this is sweet. These are sweet memories when our mind is filled with Radha Krishna Gun, Smriti Madhurima. This, our mind becomes sweet. We become sweet. Our speech becomes sweet and our dealings become sweet. Because Krishna is the Lord of sweetness. Madhuradi pater akilam madharam. Madhuradi pater akilam madharam. Varanam madharam. Hasitam madharam. Your face is sweet. Your laughter is sweet. Vadanam madharam. Hasitam madharam. Lila madharam. Vendu madhura. Madhuradi pater akilam madharam. Your pastimes are sweet. Your flute is sweet. Srishti madhura. Pralaya madhura. Madharam. Srishti madharam. Your creation is sweet. Pralaya madhura. Madharam. Your destruction. Destruction, pralaya is also sweet. Everything is sweet about the Lord of Sweetness. Radha Krishna Guna Smriti Madhuri Ma. Smriti Madhuri. Guna Smriti Madhuri. Remembering Krishna, we become sweet. Our mind becomes sweet. Remember his qualities. These are sweet memories. Oh, I have very sweet memories of Krishna. Can't but be. It can't but be because he is the Lord of Sweetness. We say, what do we say? What is he called? Madhurya Purushottam. Lila Purushottam. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Bhagavan Ramchandra is called Maryada Purushottam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Prem Purushottam. We can sing verse 7. This is the 7th verse of Sri Sad Goswami Ashtakam. Rara Kundatate Kalindatanayati Re Shavamshi Vate. Sometimes they were going to the banks of Radhakund or to the Yamuna. Kalinda Tire or Tate. The banks of Radhakund or the banks of Kalindi. Vamshivat. They were going to Vamshivat. Premonmad Vashad Shesha Dashaya. They were intoxicated in Krishna Prem. They're overwhelmed in bhav. So verse 6 we heard, this is about Raghunuga Sarana. And then verse 7 is about bhav. And 8 is prema. You see the progression, sambandha videyam prayojan, the whole bhajan, Goswami Astakam. The beginning of prayers are sambandha. They're studying shastras, right? Leaving everything, detachment, leaving family, everything. It's all part of sambandha. Then they finally left everything and came to Vrindavan. When they came to Vrindavan, what did they find? Kujat kokila hamsasa. And they found all this beautiful udipan. It's called udipan. That's what it says here. It says they were engaged in worshiping Radha Krishna in a transcendental land which is full of. So they studied all these books that increased, that they made the platform foundation of sambandha for themselves and us. And they developed their faith. Shri Gauranga Guna Varnanana Vido Shraddha Samriddhi. Their wealth became their great faith in Gauranga. They believed him, they were convinced in him. And they left all kinds of contrary philosophies, became expert in the bliss of Krishna Prem. Tyaktva Turnam, they left everything, became renounced. In that mood, they came to Vrindavan. Totally renounced. Tyaktva Turnam, Asheshamanda. They came as sannyasis to Vrindavan. And they found Vrindavan so conducive. And then Vrindavan was surrounded by all these birds and all these udipan, or stimulants or excitants to remind them of Krishna's lila. And then they engaged day and night in intense bhajan. Radha Krishna, Aharnisham, Prabhajan, Prabhajato, Jivartado, for the benefit of themselves as jivas and the benefit of others. And what did they do? What was it? What was their actual bhajan? What were they doing? What were their prabhajato? Then prabhajato was sankhya purvakanam, very specific details of their bhajan. And they did that, and they wandered around different lila stalis, and then by the mercy of the Nam and the mercy of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and the holy Dham, they attained siddhi, they attained bhav and prema. And then they attained bhav and prema in verse 7, and then they went mad in separation, verse 8. Unbearable. They can't live. This is the prayojan. They couldn't live anymore. The prema became so intense. They stopped eating grains. Raghunatha stopped eating grains when Lord Chaitanya left. Then when Rupa Goswami left, he stopped eating fruits. And when Sanatana Goswami left, he stopped drinking water. He was madly crying, "Oh, Radhe, Radhe, where are you?" The intense viraha bhav. Intense separation, crying in agony of separation and pain, searching. Where I have to find you. They're not even. It doesn't even describe. They're not doing any more bhajan at this level. This is viraha prem, the level of prem. This intense separation. There's not sankhya purvaka nama not to be. There's no time for that. No strength anymore. They're simply crying. Huh, where are you? Where are you? Running here. Their arms raised, running. Where are you? On the banks of Jamuna. This is the mood. In the seventh, Radhakunda Tate, Premon Madhavashada Shesha Dashaya, Grasto Pramato Sada. They became mad in Prem in the mood of separation. Sometimes they went to the Yamuna Bank or Jamuna, and sometimes intoxicated in Krishna Prem, they're overwhelmed in Bhav. And jubilantly says, Bhav Avibhuto Mudha. Means overwhelmed in Bhav. Gunavaram Gayantu Chakada Harer. Kada, where is Hari? Gaya, they're singing about the qualities, Gunavaram, about the qualities and classification characteristics of Hari. They became lost in their own bhav. Intoxicated in Krishna praying, they're overwhelmed in bhav and jubilantly sang of Sri Hari's most sublime and brilliant Madhurya Ras. Kada Krishna Siyamam. Eighth prayer, Goswami Ashtakam. Hey Radhe, Brijadevike, Shilalite, Hey Nanda Sunakuta. Vandanam, says here the translation, I am doing Vandanam, Vande. Vande Rupa Sanatan. Vande means prayers, obeisances, respect. I am doing Vandana to the six Goswamis who are always calling out, Oh Radhe, Oh Queen of Vrindavan. Where are you, O Lalite, O Nandanandan? Where are you? Are you under the kapha vriksha trees in Govardhan Hill? Are you roaming in the forest along the soft banks of the Kalindi? Kalindi Van Kutaha. Are you in the Kalindi Van? Are you in the deep forest on the bank of the Yamuna Kalindi? They're always lamenting, Mahavivalo, and overwhelmed. Greatly, Mahavival. They are so much overwhelmed, burning in the feelings of great separation as they wandered throughout Brajamandal. Brajapuri Kedar Mahavivalo Goshanta Viti Sarvato Kalindi Vanya Kutaha Govardhana Kopat Padapatale. This is their intense separation, all the, in their. Their prem had seized them. They became seized by the powerful grip of prema. And all they could think of was, where is Radharani? Where is that Brajadevi? Where is Lalita? Where is Nandanandan? And what was left when Krishna left Vrindavan? He took everything with him. All of his cows and all of his gopis, everything. He only left three things in Braj. He left Govardhan and Kalindi, Jamuna, and Brajaraj. These he left. So they, in their separation, in their intense loving separation from Krishna, they took shelter of these three. They took shelter of Brajapuri. They took shelter of the Brajaraj, the land of Vrindavan. They took shelter of Govardhan and Kalindi. But they didn't know what else to do. Where is Krishna? Govardhan, you must know where Krishna is, because he has so many pastimes here, and you are Krishna. Govardhan, you showed yourself that you're Krishna. Huge Krishna came from you. And you declared, you should understand that I am not different from Krishna. I am Krishna. So the Goswamis were worshipping you. They understand that you're Krishna. So they ran to you and said, where is Krishna? Can you show us Krishna? Hey, Radhe, where are you? They ran to Govardhan. Can you show us Radharani? Where is Lalita? Is she here in the caves with Krishna? And Radha's there? And then they ran to the Vamshivada and fell on the ground, rolling in the ground, moistening and wetting the ground, the Raja Raja with their tears and Vamshivada. Oh, are you here? Are you having rasa dance here? And the dust, in this dust, they're rolling in that dust of that Braja Raj and praying for the mercy of that dust at Vamshivat, just like we do now. We roll in the dust of Vamshivat and we pray to the dust, please bless us. Can please reveal something, even a glimmer of the toenail of Radharani's lotus foot. Something you can reveal. This dust fulfills all desires. Prabhupada gave a lecture in Hyderabad, 1976. And he said to the devotees, he said, what is the difference between the dust of this dirt in Hyderabad or this dust in Hyderabad, which is all over the room, and the dust in Vrindavan? And the devotees, they didn't know so much answer. They said, Prabhupada, better you tell us. So Prabhupada said, this dust in Hyderabad is clay, it's mitti, it's dirt, bas, that's it. But the dust in Vrindavan is fully conscious. And Prabhupada gave an analogy at that time. He said, just like this desk. If you ask this desk, bring me a mango. The desk cannot do that. The desk, this wooden desk, is not conscious, is not alive. It can't do that. But if you ask me, I am conscious, I am living. I am conscious, living entity. Bring me a mango. I can bring you a mango, somehow or other. I can get on a plane, I can go to South America and go to New Zealand, I can go somewhere and find where mangoes are growing right now and bring that mango from that place and give it to you. Because I'm conscious, I can fulfill your, because I'm conscious and I'm living, I can fulfill your desire. Prabhupada said, this dust in Hyderabad is not conscious, but the dust in Vrindavan is conscious. It's consciousness. So if you take the dust in Vrindavan, because it's conscious, like me, personal, conscious, it can fulfill your desire. So the dust of Vrindavan is wish-fulfilling. It fulfills desires. Just walking in this dust, absorbing this dust in our bare feet, is fulfilling our desires for pure loving service of Radha Govinda. So they went to Vamshivad and they wrote, they said, Sri Govardhana Kalpa Padapatale Kalindi Vanya Kutaha. So they went to Vamshivad, they went to the Kalindi, the Kalindi Van, the forest and the banks, Kalindi, Jamuna, they went to Govardhan and Vamshivat, they went everywhere. And Brajapuri, they're taking shelter, they wandered throughout Brajamandal, rolling in the dust, praying for the dust. You're conscious, please reveal, where is Radharani, where is Lalita, where is Krishna, Nanda Nandan? That's all they wanted. That's very interesting. What were they asking for? Were they asking for a big house, a new car, fancy clothes, good food, travel, all kinds of special things? They only wanted three things. They're looking for three things. Nanda Nandan, Radharani, and Lalita. What more? Or what more is required? If you have Radharani's darshan, Radharani's sangam, and then Krishna's sangam, Nanda Nandan, and Lita Sakhi, then it's a full package. Everything is there for their divine pleasure and service. So we, Vande Rupa Sanatana, we're worshipping, we're doing prayers and obeisances and worshipping these six Goswamis. And we want to become mad, Premon Mad. They were mad. Premon Mad, Pramattak. Unmad, they were experiencing Divyon Mad. Unmad means a type of prem, Mahabhav, the Divyon Mad, the Madanaikya Mahabhava Radharani, they were servants of that, and absorbed in that, Premon Mad, Vashad. They were living there, absorbed there. There was no end to that. And that was making them mad. All the time they were going mad. Pramatak, completely mad. This love of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna, Radharani's Madanaikya Mahabhava makes one mad. Radharani becomes mad. She talks to a bumblebee, Brahmargit. Madanakya Mahavav. So, Premon Mad, Vashada Sheshadasya Matak. When you're mad, they became mad. Sada, they were always in madness. Pramatak Sada. And because mad people run around and say, hey, hey, where's Radharani? Hey, where's Lalita? Where's Nandanandan? Have you seen? Hey, Radhe, hey, Radhe, hey, Radhe. Like this little Brajakishore, he's mad. He's Pramatak. Pramatak Sada. He's always saying, Radhe, 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 Radhe. He's like liberated already. He's waiting for everybody else to realize. Maybe he's not going to stay around long. Who knows? I don't want to make any bad forecast. Maybe he just came into the world to say Radhe, Radhe, Radhe and bring everybody Radhanam and maybe he'll leave. Who knows? Like Chitraketu's son. Chitraketu's son Harsha Shok in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Harsh and Shok, you know, happiness and lamentation. He came for a short time, he died, then Narada Muni brought him back to life and he preached in Chitraketu. Gave some preaching and he died. Same thing with Srivas Thakur's son, Gopal or Govinda, Gopal. He died during the Sankirtan performance in his house. And everyone's lamenting. Lord Chaitanya brought him back to life. And he starts preaching to his father. I've only come here for a short time. And you won't stay very long either. So don't be attached. And be attached to the holy name and Krishna's service. Don't be attached to me. Then he lied back down and died. So they are, hey Radhe, Brajadevi ki jalalitehi, Nanda sunakuta. They were mad. Hey Radhe, 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 Radhe. Brajadevi, 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 Brajadevi. Who's this Brajadevi? Imagine someone starts running down the street. Brajadevi, Brajadevi. Why is this guy so lusty, crazy man? What's he? There's so many Brajadevis here. Which one do you want? Which one are you looking for? It says Brajadevi. Brajadevi, 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 Brajadevi. Go over there. Where's Brajadevi? You know, you've been here for 5,000 years. You know Brajadevi? Kalindi, you've been here for 5,000 years. Brajadevi, Brajadevi. Hey, Radhe, Brajadevi, Chalalite, Chalalite. Hey, Nanda Sunakuta. Brajadevi, Kay. Oh, Lalita. Oh, Nanda Suno, Nanda Suno, Nanda Suno. Where are you? Where are you? This is the madness. Radha and Krishna drive one mad. If one really advances in bhakti, he must become mad. It's impossible not to become mad. They say pagal, they say avadut, When you become mad, maybe you can't contain anymore. Say hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke. But still, they went door and kopin. Kanta, we don't hear in our line, Rupanuga line, more conservative line, more standard line, conservative, internal. And Bhajan, Lord Chaitanya, all his personal ecstasies in Gopi Bhav, and the greatest ecstasies in Gopi Bhav were not made a public show. It was only confined within a small room known as Gambira. In public, he simply chanted congregational chanting and preaching, dressed as a sannyasi. And so, we're coming in this line. We're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so we have a particular tradition and particular dignity and standard that we follow. So, but not that there's not room for lots of individual expression. When one is mad and Krishna prema, then he's not bound by any rules or regulations. He's avadut, beyond this world. We cannot measure, we cannot calculate, we cannot measure, we cannot understand. We can simply fold our hands and say, Namaste, Dasosmi, Hare Krishna, let me finish my rounds. Let me finish my rounds, I have nothing to say. No, take the Fifth Amendment, no comment. First become mad, then see what happens. Mad and Krishna praying. Maybe you do the same, who knows? But our tradition is slightly different. But this is a fact. The real fact is that it doesn't seem that anyone becomes perfect without going mad. Of course, it doesn't mean you display madness. But you're so mad for Krishna. And the madness may be expressed in different ways. The madness for Krishna can be expressed by taking rest at 11 o'clock at night and getting up at 1. You take rest at 11, you get up at 1, and you start translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is also a type of madness. By ordinary human standard, people sleep 8 hours a day, a few people sleep 6. Prabhupada was mad in love with Radha Govinda. But his madness drove him to travel all around the world and preach day and night. This is his loving madness. Not that he becomes dysfunctional or acts crazy or dresses crazy or not that kind of madman, like some ranting crazy person, ill-behaved. Prabhupada was always a perfect transcendental autocrat, and a perfect Vaikuntha man, in all circumstances, the Acharya. But he was driven by a madness. Bhaktivinoda Thakura is sleeping 2 hours a day and writing hundreds of books. Now, this is the madness of Pramatak, Prem Onmad, Pramatak. The Goswamis became totally mad. And at a certain point, the whole sum and substance of their life was finding Krishna. Raghunath Das, in the end of his life, he was praying that he was totally consumed by the separation from Radharani, totally devastated, consumed, and he was just speaking and writing and acting like a madman. Just rolling on the banks of Radharani, what is this? This Govardhan is like a python. This Govardhan is like a vast python waiting to swallow, just like to break me and swallow me. This Radhakund and Shamakund are like the gaping mouth of a tiger waiting to devour me. He's seeing a body of water as the mouth of a tiger. This is a type of mad vision. His intensity of love became so great. He's praying like this. So we can only wait for that future 100,000 lifetimes from now when our love will be so pure and so intense and so attractive that Krishna makes us mad. Because we say somebody has to make you mad. Like someone says, oh, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. I'm angry with you. You made me mad. My wife made me crazy. Some people say, I was all right till I got married. My wife made me crazy, my husband made me crazy. So somebody has to make us crazy. So the same thing with love of God, Premonmad. Krishna has to make us crazy. When he sees the purity of our love, the intensity of our actions, and the sincerity of our surrender, then he may come into our lives and make us mad. Nam Pagal. Rasik Pagal, Nam Pagal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Mad. Haridas Thakur was telling that when the Muslims, the constables were beating him in 22 marketplaces, he said, Kanda Kanda Nam Saranam Karte or something. He said, You can cut and break my body into 1,000 pieces, but I'll never stop chanting the holy name of Krishna. No matter how much you beat me, kanda kanda, you can break me and chop me into 1,000 pieces, and each one of those pieces will keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is, he was so much mad about the holy name. So this will be nice. So we can become mad about the holy name, and now it's 3 o'clock in the morning, so everyone can start becoming mad about the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hutani Kadasi Vrat Taki Jai.